As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
BT and Sal back on the Fan on this Friday morning. So we'll get back to the Knicks calls. And we talk about LeBron, Stephen A., the Knicks, of course, and Jalen Brunson being banged up. 888-808-1019. Hoff alerted me to this before, BT, and now I see it on social media. So I guess Juan Soto did a podcast interview, Abriendo Sports, and I believe it was done in Spanish. Mm-hmm. But in it, there's a teaser for it. Juan Soto says that other teams offered more money than the Mets.
Hey,
I got distracted. The doors opened.
That's Hurley's fault. He came in and
I was half listening and half reading that tweet.
Have the Mutts clip that and save that.
No. Delete that from the record.
I've said some ridiculous things. Clip it and save it. Clip it and save it. Thank you. You got to own the moment. You got to laugh at yourself. Clip it and save it. The Mutts.
Other teams have offered more money than the Mets. Okay, and here's my initial response to that. Great. Who cares? He's a Met. See, I was never of the belief, and I think it was actually proven because the Mets and Yankees, at the very least, had similar offers.
Yep.
It was proven that Soto didn't leave for more money to go to the Mets for the most money.
Well, with the Yankees, that's not technically right because the Yankees had an extra year and I think, you know, $5 or $10 million less. So he would have had to.
I'm not saying that the Mets didn't offer more money than the Yankees.
Oh, I got you.
I'm saying that the money was so insignificant that you had to believe that Soto left the Yankees for the Mets for more than just the money. That's how I've always felt about it since all the details came out. So now I guess this is going to be a big deal because there are other teams that offered more money. Okay, so who will those teams be? Do we know if it's the Red Sox?
The Dodgers were one. I actually saw something, and the Dodgers, they transcribed all the Spanish, and it was the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees.
Yeah, but was it all deferrals with the Dodgers?
He didn't get into that.
I mean, I'm sure that
I
it was.
I don't know. I'm sure the way they operate, sure. Those are the three teams. Did he say Toronto? I think he said Toronto.
Maybe. He said Blue Jays, Yankees, Mets, Red Sox, and Dodgers.
Those were the other one. Yeah, good job.
Right. So
those are the five.
But still, like, did you think that Soto left and chose the Mets specifically because of the most money?
No. I think that the initial target for Juan Soto, and you were saying this for years, I mean, maybe not years, but at least a year, he was always going to take the most money. Like, that was your position before. And early, as we formulated these thoughts, I'm like, I'm not saying he won't, but in my mind, I'm like, man, if he loves the Bronx and having Judge behind him and the vibe in right field and the aura, blah, 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 maybe he'll take a little less for the Yankees. Maybe a slight concession. So I thought it and then I kind of changed that a little bit as time went on, so I wasn't surprised when he left the Yankees. I thought that it was about the money, but right behind it were the concessions that the Mets made from a family perspective that the Yankees, and I don't know about the others, that the Yankees apparently, and I don't have an issue not giving up sweets and all that stuff. You didn't do it for Jeter. You don't have to do it for Juan Soto. I don't care. For me, that's fine. But I do think it was, the money was so good, and the other stuff, the willingness to incorporate his family, I think that's what sealed it.
But it got to a point. See, I always thought he was going to take the most money, and I thought the Mets would have the highest offer. And it turns out that I was wrong in a way that, I was right that he chose the Mets, but I was wrong that he didn't take the most money, and maybe the Mets didn't have the highest offer. So we'll find out some of those details, I'm sure. But after the fact where we did get that information, he clearly chose the Mets for reasons other than just money. Yeah, the $765 million deal was a major part of that, but all the other things that separated the Mets from even maybe more money or the prestige of the Yankees and familiarity, those things led Soto, and maybe more specifically, Soto and his family. Mm-hmm. Remember, he's a young kid.
He is pretty young.
And he's very close with his family. So I'm sure it was a family decision. We keep hearing about the Alex Cohen effect and the impact of the families. There was, I guarantee you that it was his family and him coming to the decision with all the options laid out in front of them and the money being equal in most spots atop, you know, with the top tier, that they chose the Mets for the other reasons, a better environment, maybe long-term for their family, just a better fit for them in general, and maybe even against Soto's primary wishes. Maybe he did prefer to be a Yankee. Who the hell knows? I have no idea. But ultimately, who cares? He's a Met. What's the difference?
Yeah, no, it is. There's no difference. Now, I will be interested. This thing drops, what, Sunday? You guys said Sunday, right?
Yeah, but we can't. I don't understand Spanish, so I can't.
No, but they'll translate. They have the words under it. They'll be able to do that because that's how I figured out what. I mean, I understand a little Spanish, but that's how I got the gist of the message. I will be interested to see because it abruptly cuts off when the guy doing the interview says, "You want to tell us who the other teams were?" Like he was getting specific into not teams, but specific offers. Like I will be curious if did Toronto offer 920?
Right.
Like if he goes, that's the only curiosity because he's a Met. He's not a Red Sox, not a Yankee. That's it. He's in Queens.
I wouldn't be shocked if the Red Sox, Dodgers, or Blue Jays all offered more in a certain aspect. I wouldn't think that they offered way more. And I do think if it were anybody that offered a significant total, it would be with deferrals. Whether it's the Blue Jays, Red Sox, or Dodgers, that there would have been deferrals attached to it. So think about it. Same thing with like selling a house, right? Hey, there's more money. There's a higher offer, but it's not as legit. It's not from a better buyer.
Yes.
So I remember when we sold, you know, within the last year or a year ago, actually, we took a lesser offer because it was from a more stable buyer.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Soto's looking at it saying, okay, well, yeah, $765, but it's all here, not deferred money, whereas it could have been $800 million, let's say, with deferrals, where you'd rather have the $765 right now. You know what I mean?
He looks happy to me.
Yeah.
From a Mets perspective, that's all that matters.
He's a stud and he's a Met. Why don't we get into the nuance? Who misses who? Who offered the most money? What happened? Then that's yesterday's news. That's old news. The current stuff is he is a Met, and you were making a big deal about this, Hoff, as well, talking about it in our pre-show meeting, like the misplay. I didn't even see it. Like, who cares?
By the way, it was actually a tough play. I was kind of messing around. Okay. It was a line drive. We call it an Adam ball, right at you, like an Adam ball.
Yep.
Didn't have a whole lot of height. Was it a lefty or right? I thought it was a righty. I could be wrong on that. Maybe it was a lefty, but it was right at you and kind of went over his head, hit the baseball. We've seen him make that mistake in Yankee Stadium. I don't think it was quite as egregious as some Yankee fans made it out to be.
Oh, what, Yankee fans will get in?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think everybody was jumping in. Come on, you got to throw up a bone, man. They lost Juan Soto. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm not going to be jumping down on Juan Soto misplaying a ball on March 6th, whatever the hell it is. Does a star right fielder make that? Yeah. Was it an easy play? No, no, it was not a simple play. It was not a basic play.
I'll take it a step further. Not only do I not care one iota about that, I don't want Juan Soto diving for anything. And he's talked about, he was on with SNY, the guys when they were down there doing the show from Port St. Lucie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it was Matt Totsov, and he was saying how he's putting now a premium. He wants his glove to get to where his bat is.
Yeah.
So he's going to put a major effort there. And I respect that and respect him wanting to be more of a complete player. I don't want Soto diving for anything. I don't want him running too hard in the outfield. I want him fresh. I want him healthy. I want him swinging that bat. That's what I want from Juan Soto.
He looks a little thicker in a good way this year. He looks stronger. You know, and I know he was a finalist for the Gold Glove. That was nonsense. He was not. Yeah, he didn't play well in the outfield. Come on, let's call for what it is.
The Gold Glove is worthless.
I think that he could be, you know, a fairly, not definitely functional, right? Yeah. I think he could be an above average. He's got a good arm.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got some juice. Remember the opening day in Houston, he unleashed some missiles. And, you know, he's not fast, but he's certainly not slow. I think it's more of a route recognition thing. I don't really know how you get that with fungos. That's kind of an instinctual thing, but... Listen, he's going to butcher a couple of balls, but his hitting's going to outweigh it. And I don't think night to night he's as bad defensively as some people
think. Around the room here, baseball IQ test. Hoff, I want to start with you. Ooh. You listening to me, Hoff? You got us here?
If it's an IQ test, I'm not listening.
Baseball IQ, real quick. Are you familiar with the term Adam Ball?
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business. Ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No.
Boyle.
Guaranteed he knows
yes.
it. Guaranteed.
Of course I knew it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be like, come on, what do you think this is here? You were explaining like what an Adam Ball is. But you know, you're like, oh, did you generally hit? I mean.
Well, I didn't know if it.
Now, do you think, so Hoff does not know it, and I'm sure that not everybody knows it.
That's why I said
okay,
it.
But for me, it's like been afraid.
I figured that you knew it.
Yeah, but I wonder why is what I'm saying. So Boyle, I know you played baseball.
He pitched in college.
Okay, I didn't play.
Division III, but he pitched.
I didn't play.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you for reminding everybody. I didn't play at the collegiate level. Hoff, I'm assuming you played Little League, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I played.
I know, just the way I played Little League.
Or even junior high, whatever.
But I
actually
did.
I started with T-ball, actually.
Okay, there you go. So
I
same
think
thing.
We all did. I did not.
Me neither.
They didn't have T-ball when I was growing up.
Yeah, I skipped T-ball. No, I mean.
It showed, buddy. So, go ahead.
I couldn't want to hit off a. You know why I didn't want to play T-ball?
Why?
Because it's not real. Hitting a ball off a tee, who does that?
Yeah, but you're not thinking that when you're 4 years old. No, daddy, I don't want to go to the field because it's not a real replication. It's not an authentic replication of the game of baseball,
daddy. I'm telling you the truth. I didn't like it. You can confirm with my mom. I didn't want to play T-ball.
I am going to confirm with your mom.
And she'll probably have a box of Cheez-Its for you. All right,
Next time, we're going to call her during the break, but I need the answer to that.
My point is that where did we. Because for me, it's just always been part of the baseball vernacular terminology.
Yeah.
But I don't think that we got it from playing the game. I believe that comes from watching the games as a young kid and being schooled by the broadcasters.
Yep. Put it this way. As a player, I don't know if I said it more than twice.
Right.
To kind of back up what you're saying. I think I hear a lot of pitchers kind of say that. That's an Adam ball.
Right.
I mean, you basically said he put it right on the screws, he nailed it, but it was right at somebody.
Right.
And the only reason, I figured you would know it, I didn't even really think of these guys. Well, I knew, you know, I know Patty played college baseball. I didn't know if it came out cleanly out of my mouth. That's why, that's the only reason I saw, I tried to, because Adam, like it kind of blends in, it's quick. It's only two syllables, but it's a little mumbled.
You think Marash knows what an Adam ball is?
Probably thinks it's something you can eat.
Do I think that he knows? Put it this way, Sal.
Can you dip it in something?
Because I want you to win. For you, you better hope that those are the kind of questions you get fed at 3 p.m. today. Because if it's about presidents and politics and geography and finance, not that he's going to win, but I don't think he's going to win.
I don't know about the presidents.
Nobody's going to get a point.
I don't know about the presidents, but I know about an Adam ball. Jim is calling from Johnson City, Tennessee. Jim, what's going on?
Hey, Sal, how's the eyesight, brother?
Pretty good, Jim. Thank you for asking. Appreciate
it. You saw
it.
Soto's misplay. Yes, it's good.
Good deal. Hey, I talked to BT last week.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about Soto. Hey, the Mets were the ones that stroked his ego, man. He was under Bryce Harper's shadow with the Nationals. You had Tatis and Machado out there in San Diego. And then he didn't want to sit there underneath Judge's shadow for the next 6 years. It was all about he wanted to be the number one guy and stroke that ego.
Now, you don't know that, Jim.
That's why he went to the Mets.
Yeah, Jim, you don't know that, and it's an interesting hypothesis. You could be right. If that's the case, now the pressure is on even more.
Yeah, I don't think that that
I don't think, in my gut, I'm feeling no either.
I really think that this comes down to, and everybody's going to speculate, even when the facts come out, people will still speculate and believe what they want to believe. I'm like that with certain things.
What, to make yourself almost feel better? Like, you know, in a certain way, you think Yankee fans will rationalize it, even if they don't,
maybe,
like, you know?
Well, maybe in certain cases, I wouldn't do that, but I'll give you an example with me. Like, I believe, and I will continue to believe, that there's no way Jason Kidd was left in the dark about the Luka Doncic trade. So as much as, like, it's come out and reporters are saying it, I'm not buying it. I don't believe there's any way the Mavericks made that move without Jason Kidd knowing at least a little bit about it. So people are going to say, you know what? You can report whatever you want. I'm not believing it. I think Soto wanted no part of being under Judge's shadow, whatever. May not be factually true, but certain people are going to believe what they want to believe. I really do believe in this particular case, it came down to, with the money being pretty equal in all spots, it came down to a family decision, and Juan Soto's family, not Juan Soto himself, his family in its entirety made the decision to go with the organization they felt best for their family, which was the Mets.
Yep, there's blood family, and then you see the visual of him. I think there was 8 or 9 Mets in the corner of the dugout the other day. I think there are 8 or 9 Latinos in that picture. Yeah. Like, I think that matters. I think there's a comfort level. It doesn't matter for everybody, but I think, you know, the Latin players, and it's not even a stereotype, but it's a positive, like, this is what I'm saying, is a positive thing. They want to, there's a certain energy that Latin players, you watch, I know you hate the WBC, but there's certain energy that Latin players tend to emit more, again, broad stereotype, than maybe some American players. And I think that there's attraction in that, there's appeal, and there's comfort. And I'm not saying that he went to the Mets because there's more Latinos on the team, but I don't think it was going to dissuade him that there were a healthy amount. I mean, I think that you look at everything.
That's why I think Vlad's coming next year.
He could, Sal. I mean, that's why you look at everything. You look at the manager, you look at the infrastructure of the organization. Of course, you start with the money. You think about the 5-year projectability, the window. Can you win? He went so far as to probe into the minor leagues and the longer range plan for the team, the current roster. If he sees some buddies that he's familiar with, that's an extra check in the box, and maybe he didn't have that with the Yankees.
BT and Sal and the Fan will go down with the King topic of the day when we come back and continue with the calls, 888-808-1019.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really. Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?